We have a few Taisvas to learn before we'll come to the next sugya. Just to refresh our memory, the Gemara had brought a Kal Vachomer from Nisi ben Yehuda that how do we know that Basa B'cholov is also Bahano? So he, from the Isser Achila, he learned out a Gzeir Shove from Treife. Just like Treife is also Bahachila, so Basa B'cholov is also Asa Bahachila. Isser Hano, he learned out a Kal Vachomer from Ola. Ma'olo shalei nevda bo aveira asura ba'no, bosa b'cholov shenevda bo aveira ein edin sheye osa ba'no. So the Gemara asked the Pilchan this, ma'olo shekein loy hoysa lo shas ha'kosher. Ola, as soon as Ola came into this world, it was osa already. It was noilad b'yisa. Ma'she'en kein, bosa b'cholov was a dover heter that later became nesa. Zaktaisus, ma la ola, shekain le hoysolo shasa kosher. Hiksherivo, nailef mi ola, shahoysolo shasa kosher. There's an ola, which was once mutter, and then became osa. How do you have such a hechetimse? Ki going notal onof mi ilon shalheta. A person will take a branch of a ilon shalheta, shaloi nigmeru peroiso. That the peiris on that branch were not nigma, and now you'll graft on this branch, or you'll plant this branch. So now, that's what the plant will, that what the peiri will continue growing, that is already from Ola. So memela, so you have something which was till now mutter, and from now will become osa, because it's growing now from an Ola boim, or it's mechuba to an Ola boim. By Marie, the Einay Oyster Elo Mashe Godel Acher Shehikivoy Einotoy. So the Ri says, what will become Osa, even though now it became a Ilon Shel Olo, or it's Mechuber to an Ilon Shel Olo by Harkovim. So what will become Osa in the Peri is only which will now continue growing. Vizeh, and that which starts growing now, Loihoy Loi Shasa Kosha, this was never Mutter. The Isser is only because there's Ma'urev Isser in it. That which is continuing to grow is now Ola. So Memele, that is called Ein Loi Shasa Kosher. That means that which is osa is always osa, and that which was mutter never will become osa. So that's a chaim and isa from Ola. The chen klaya kerem, ilayhoyo ikroi nesa. If the ikra would not be nesa, if it would not be the way we said that the zroim, after they become nishrash, become osa, oy mavirotz it's nokif, Choshev, or but who wouldn't be that in, and only that which grew further would be also not the Ike. So that's not considered that there was a Shasa Kosha. Sheiser HaGodol Achrei came, whatever grew later, and that which was Mutter remains Mutter. So the Gemara says, if you're asking a Pilche, that Ola is more chomer than Basa B'cholov because Ola loy hoysa loy shasa kaisha. So the Gemara said chometz bepesach yechia. So the Gemara, so memela we can learn that chometz bepesach hoya loy shasa kaisha v'achol piken it's also bano. So the Gemara says I have a pirche mala chometz bepesach shekein onish koris. That the Isser Achila of chometz is more chomer than the Isser Achila of Basa B'cholov. Yisachil of Basta Becholov is Alam, Yisachil of Chomets is Koris. So Taisvi says, so let us say, Sher Haniskel Yechiyach. Sher Haniskel Hoyeloi Shasa Kosha, till it became also Bano Hoyeloi Shasa Kosha. And there's no Koris. So why do you have to go to Chomets? Let's be Gaychocha for Sher Haniskel. So Taisvi says, Sher Haniskel Emotsilomemi Yechiyach, the ma la ola ola sher haniskel shekain loyhoyolem shas akosha la achile. That the iser achile of sher haniskel is, the iser achile It never was mutter and became osa. So Tosfos means to say as follows. The chaimer of loyhoya loyshas akoisha means that it was never mutter. It was never mutter. That is the chaimer of loyhoya loyshas akoisha. Oya loyshas akoisha is a kula, that it was once mutter and now you're answering it. So Tosfos says, Asher Hanisko, Kolzmana was alive before it became Asher Hanisko. It was not you were not permitted to eat it because it was also it wasn't geshachten. So and after you'll shecht it, it is still also al sher haniskel. Like we learned before, that a sher haniskel layochas besorei is coming to tell us afilu shachta, it's also also b'achila. So it comes out the iser achila of Sher Haniskel is more chomel than the Issa Achila of Basa Becholov. Basa Becholov is pshatis till it became Basa Becholov. You were permitted to eat it. And then it became Osa. So that's a gringer Issa. That means it wasn't always Osa Bachila. It's an Issa Achila that's nischadish after it was already mutter. So that the Gemara holds, that's a Issa Kal. It was never mutter b'achila, so that's considered that it didn't have a shas akosha, even though it's for different sibis. Before, till it became, till you shechted, it was also al tenis avua. And now that you shechted, it's also al sher haniskel, afal pikein, that is considered loyhoyalem shas akosha. The tzlach asks a harifa shekashe, l'chayre, you could have a sher haniskel, that did have a shas akosh, if you had a ben pekuah, that was a sher haniskel. For example, let's say when you shechted the mother of this sher, so the uber was still b'mei imoy, so the shchitas her aim helps for the sher. So now there's no isra veini zavuach on it. So memel, and then it became a sher haniskel. So if it became a sher haniskel, So this is called that it had a heter achila. It was mutter b'achila. Ba'afal pike, now it became osa. That is the tzlach's kasha. The tzlach says ben pekua, he's not allowed to eat kolzman. It's not geshocht nalsisa b'leisoichlu al adam. That koydim sheteitzei nafsho, you're not allowed to eat it. That's what the tzlach wants to say. The Teisus Rid wants to say that a ben pekua never gets osar out of sher haniskel. If it's called a sher shochet before the skile, so it never becomes osar out sher haniskel. Klai akerem yechichu. The Gemara said that Teisus on this pirche, we first said the chometz bepesach yechia, the chometz bepesach oyeloi shas akosha. So the Gemara said, "Malo chometz bePesach shekein onish koris." So the Gemara said, "Klaya kerem yechichu." That klaya kerem, even though there's no koris, and the Gemara says later, "Klaya kerem is also oisaloi shas akoisha." Afalpikein, it is also bahano. The peirik kol abosa porich v'neima olo tachiyach. That Rashi brought down this Gemara. That why do you have to, when you say chometz techich, and say ma'ala chometz sheken onush koris, you can go back and say ola techich shein onush koris. Ma'ala sheken ola heisaloi shasa kaisha, chometz v'peisach yechiyach. But Mishani in the Gemara in Chula answers that you can't make such a choche. As we mentioned yesterday, the Gemara says you can say ma'ala chometz v'peisach and ola shein gedulei karke. And on the ma'atzad, that's Chosar Adin, you can ask a Pircha Koldo. That's the Gemara says. V'nir l'ri, t'avi motzi l'meilef b'memetzinu miklai hakerem l'chudai. That means you don't need this limud of Ola, then Eichocha from Chomet, and then Eichocha from Klai Hakerem. You can learn directly from Klai Hakerem l'chudai. The ma Klai Hakerem, sh'kein nevde bo yaveire v'asura b'achila b'ano, af ani ovi boso b'chola. That's also osa b'achile umbano. You learn out straight from Klai Hakerem. So you don't need this whole limud. Ale nechele lemeilef mikol hani b'kal v'choymer da olim tvei. A kal v'choymer is a stronger limud than a mamatzina. Malaklai Akeren Shekin Loikin Olav Shaloike Derech. The Gemara said, if Abaye is correct, Klai Akerem is also Shaloi Kederech, so we have a Pirchan this Eichocha also. Ma'ala Klai Akerem Shekin Loi Kanolov Shaloi Kederech. And to Mamele, so how could you say, how could you learn that Bosa Becholo from Klai Akerem? Teima Lerashbe, he gufe Nelef Bamamatsinu mi Klai Akerem. Let us learn out from Klai Akerem, that just like Klai Akerem is also Shaloi Kederech, Suadin Bosa Becholov is also Shaloi Kederech. Ba'imari de lekalameila, dikalameima de sher hanisko, v'chomet sha'ova olover bal yero yechia. Shenevet boy avere, for osa bachila, veini osa ela kederech hanosoi bachila ksivu. That means you can learn out from Klai Akerem, that's the boss of a hope, shenevet boy avere, learn out from Klai Akerem, and shaloi kederech, because I find other things that's also nevet boy avere, sheranisko, that it killed someone, chomach avalopesa, and by them it says achila, so I can learn out straight with a mamatzin. Ikron Nesorim, so the Gemara says that Klai Akerem is called Yeshlam Shasa Koisha because the seeds after the Nishrash become Osa. Oymeri, Shegam Agiv Oilim Vahakash Shegodol Mimenu Nesa. Not only are the seeds Osa, but the stems and the straw that comes out is also Osa. That means not only the Peri. Kidomrini Lekamon, Tano she sikai beklipe olo oi bekashin shal klai akerem. So you see klo, that the kash echadosh yutas, a new tano you have to destroy it. Al kaponim you see, the kashin shal klai akerem are also bano. Bekosha lari, the beperik ishe shenoflu, kabi moitzi haitzois al nichse ishtoi, meforesh rab Yehude, afilu loi ochal elo chavile zmoiris. Now let's just understand for 1 minute what the Mishnah is speaking about. Moitzi haitzois al nichse ishtai means that his wife had the nichse maluk, and he invested money in her assets, what she brought in, and later he gave her a get. Now the shaila is after the get that he can mun back he invested money in her nechosim. Now everything's going back to her. Can he mun back what he invested? So the Mishnah says as follows. If he had derived any benefit whatsoever from her assets, then he can't mun anything. If he just invested and did not derive any benefit whatsoever, then he could mun back the money. Maitzi haitzois al nichse ishtoi, meforish rab Yehuda afilu loy ochal elo chavilei zmeiris. Afilu, the benefit he derived was not from achilas peiris. He derived benefit from branches. That means he gave chavilas meiris as a machal pilim, and he had some elephants, such as they growing in his backyard, and he gave them some chavilas meiris. So that's also called an achila. That's called he derived benefit from it, and therefore he can't mun any money from her after he gives her a get. Rabbi Yehuda Letaimei, the Oma Ochla Olo Uklayim Ushviyis Avechazoke, Peiris Afapisha Bechol Eilu En Yochel Lechol Raka Eitzim, She Peiris Asurim. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda Lishitosai, in the din of Cheska Sholeshonim, if a person is on a karke, and he claims that he purchased the karke, even though he claims he purchased the karke, even though he has the person who's on the karke has no proof that he purchased it. So if he was there 3 years and derived benefit from the payers of the karke, that's a heichoche that the karke belongs to him. So Rabbi Yehuda says, afilu that was growing on the karke, ola ukloyim ushviyis. Let's talk about kloyim, which is anegeyalonim. So the peiris he didn't eat, because the peiris are also bano, but he derived benefit from the eitzim. So memela, that also has a chshivis of achila, And Memele, so if this occurred for three consecutive years, he has a chazakas. Rav Yehuda holds that an achilas peiris is also called an achilas. So the Gemara says, so Rav Yehuda letaimei, so Memele can also hold that moitze yaitzois al nichse ishtoi, so even though his benefit, that the benefit that he derived was a benefit of achilas eitzim, that's also called an achilas. The whole chiddush of the Gemara is that even though he can only derive benefit from the eitzim, the peiros ha'os, it's called an achila. But Taisus just said that by klaya kerem, the kashim, the eitzim are also osa. So memele, so why does pshat he derive benefit from the eitzim? Aimer Rabbeinu Tam, the osa mayri ba'oison eitzim shoyu koidim zriyas kloim. It's not talking about Zeruah Meikor. It's speaking about Zeruah Ubo. By Zeruah Ubo, we learned that you don't say Ikron Nesorim. It just became also what grew Bekloim, but the previous, that which was there before, does not become also. Also, Memele, שקיידם זריאס קוין וקיידם שייסף מסאי אבל איסם שגדלם אחרי קיין אסורים מאחר שייסף מסאי that which grew later is taka also, so that is speaking about such type of eight hoil va hoisa loishasa kaide akaisha kaide mashrashe, so the Gemara says that klaya kerem hera shasa kaisha kaide mashrashe va do mine pe kamad va nochis can be treifet the kloim lohoylem shasa kaisha, hosam koi al mashke Yisrael, we're speaking about the mashke that comes out of the peiros, mashke lohoylem shasa kaisha, because by the peiros, the peiros, whatever it grows base, was always awesome. That's the end of that sugya. Now we're going to start a new sugya. Omar Rav Yaakov, Omar Rav Yochanan, Bakel Misrapim, or a person is permitted to be Mirape himself with all Isurei Hano. There's only one Isur Hano that he's not permitted to be Misrape. Chutz Me Atze Yashera. He has Atze Yashera, and Ashera is a Elon that was Nevad, Lavoy Dizore. So the Eitzim from this Elon is also to be Mirape. So the Gemara, Heichidomi. What is the case? He named the Ike Sakone. If there's a Shailov Sakone, a fellow Atze Yashayra Nami, so he should be permitted to be Merap himself with Atze Yashayra. Because Nefesh is Leichin Kola Teira Kula. Vidaleke Sakone. If there's no Sakone, a fellow Kola Isurim Shabetayra Nami Loi. If there's no sakone, so he's a chayla shein be sakone. So are you allowed to be merapi yourself with all the surah yano? Chayla shein be sakone is not permitted to be yaver surah. So the Gemara la'olam the ike sakone is speaking about that there is sakonis nefoshes. Afal hochi atzei asheira loy. Afal pikein atzei asheira is also, even though there's sakonis nefoshes, Afal Pikein, one is not permitted to be Merap himself with Atze Yashay. Why not? The Sanya, Rabbi Lezer Oimer, Im Nemar Bechol Nafshecha, Loma Nemar Bechol Miyoidecha. Im Nemar Bechol Miyoidecha, Loma Nemar Bechol Nafshecha. By the Parsha of Shema, it says, Bechol Nafshecha, Bechol Miyoidecha. Elo Loimeloch, Im Yesh Odom, Shegufoi choviv olov mimamoinoi. If you have a person that his goof is more choviv mimamoinoi, lakach nemar b'chol nafshecho. Yesh odom shemamoinoi choviv olov migufoi, lakach nemar b'chol miyoidech. Let us see Rashi. Bakel misrapim afilu b'isurei hano. Lomo nemar b'chol miyoidech. So what is the kasha? So Rashi says, Yoimer hachoviv mishneim. Let the pasuk say that which is most choviv by a person is mechuyev to give this over b'mokim avas Hashem.
Bidayoy. The whole not what's the umaforesh, so Rabbalaza answered Lafisha Pa'omim, Shazekhovit, or Pa'omim Shazekhovit. There's a person that Mamoinoi Chaviv Olov Migufoi. Tubi Yaham explained this to me. He says, let's say in the times of, let's say you have a person who lost all his money. So now he can continue living as a pauper, but it's living with bizyoinis. So how many people commit suicide then? They can't face to continue living in a matzav of anius. So it seems that's as abchina that's mamoine chaviv all of minavshoy. It's kedai of him to be mevat. That means a life without mamon is not a life. So it's kedai to be mevata his life in order not to exist in such a matzah. There's another person that nafshei chaviv olav mimamoinei. He's looking to give away all his money to be able to live. So memele, there are different dargis. By one person, it's mamoinei chaviv olav migufei. By another person, it's a gufei chaviv olav mimamoinei. So lakach utzluch shneim loyme ehoiv es bayrecha yoisa min hachoviv alecha. He says the greatest chavivis a person has, he should be mevata b'mokim avas Hashem. Amisrapei ba'atzei asheira nire kemoidebo. The person misrapei ba'atzei asheira nire kemoidebo. Now this last statement of Rashi, let us come back to Rashi soon. But let us first see Taisus, then we'll come back to Rashi. Chutz me'atzei asheira. It says that one is not permitted to be merapei ba'atzei asheira. Nira l'ri, de'mayri kegoin she'en yochel le'hisrapei mishar eitzim ela bozeh. It is speaking about that the refuah that he's receiving can only be because this is an asheira. Kigoin al yedei sheidim, oishum davar acher. That means there is spiritual koiches in this asheira that came about through the avodah zarah sheboy, and that's how the refuah is going to come about. Al yedei sheidim, oishum davar acher, and it works only with an asheira. Nataka works. Poishim yikosh lubom. The Gemara says in Avay Dezore, there were times when, and what time again, the Gemara in Avay Dezore, the Pasuk says by Yirmiya, the Noshim Shananoi said that when they stopped worshipping the sun, they lost their panosa. Al Koponim, when there was Avay Dezore, people were able to see Yeshua. That was the sign of Avay Dezore. So that's what we're speaking about, that you're not permitted to be merapa with avodah zarah, with the atzei asheira, is speaking about that the refua which he's going to get comes about through the mystic powers of this asheira. Kegoyin ayidei sheidim, oishim dovaracha. And what is the reason that this osim ishim da'osi lemite bosar avodah zarah? So takel. So deriving benefit from this asheira, so one will be impressed of the koyches. He says, "Also, close. He was sick before, and then he was he came. We took this asheira, and they said a psazah, and he got healthy. So, Memela, this is a pesach to become an oibed of Eidazor. So that is no hetar bikuach nefesh. The Gabi ben Doma b'avay dezor perik sheni, we find a maise ben Doma. Shenosh chay nochosh, that a nochosh bit him. He was in a matzav of sakone. Ubo Yaakov ish kvar sechanye l'rapo isoy. And Yaakov ish kvar sechanye, this Yaakov was an apikoyres, he was a mean, he was a doctor also. V'loyenichoy rabbi Yishmoyl, mishum da apikus is mashcho. That means he didn't let Ben Domo die. He did not permit this Yaakov Ishkvas Chanya to be merape. O meforesh b'Yerushalmi perek shmeine shrotzim, shayiroitze lilcha shloi b'shem zo. The refuah was not a medical refuah. It was a mystical refuah, a spiritual refuah, with shemis, with the shem zo. So therefore, that's the same yisod. if one will be nisrape al yedei such in yonim, so also limite basar avaydezor. Aval al yedei tach boishes, shori. But if you'll have a doctor who by belief is an apikoiris, who by belief is an oivet avaydezor, and he's treating the chayla with medicine, so then you're allowed to use him. The same Yaakov was a doctor for Avabo. So Al Kaponikos, there he was using medicines. If he's working with medicine, so there's no Dilma Osa Lamiti Bosa Rabbi Dezor. So Taisvis learns Pshat that the whole Issa Ravatsi Yashere is, so Taisvis makes an Akimte, the Mayri Kigoin Shen Yochel Isrape Mishar Eitzim Elo Bozek Kigoin Aide Shade. Let us see the Ran. Ran is Tafayim at Beis, Bedafi Arif. And the Ran is Choylik on Taisis. The Ran Dib Ramaschel Bakel Misrape. Bakel Misrape Bemokim Sakone. Tachsiv Bachaybem Lishayomus Bem. Chut Matei Asheira. Pirshu betoisvis da bairi. Kegoin sheni yochel irope be'eitz acher. Ba'afilu miminoi. That means if this Asheira, let us say, is a cedar tree, and you have 20 other cedar trees, but that won't work. It's only going to become this rape through the mystical powers of this cedar tree. Kegoin ha'ide sheidim adover acher. Mishum dosalamiti basavai dizor. Dumi domine pekem amidim. Kavi mendome shenosh chenoche. Shaboyakiv ishkvach sanyel arapoise. Vil niche rabbi ishmoil. Mishum deshani minus tamoshcho. This is a koyach amoyshech. Vavalochi ashkenosom. Deravabo romola yakiv minus amar bishakye. Lafikoch zichen an oloim. De bendome yeroitzi yakiv ishkvach sanyel arapoise. Bishem avai dizor. Rochemuche biyashal mipek shmein ishrotzim. Avidei samim shori. V'chi haigavne nami mutuk mehoche. V'chi emrine misrap matzei asherem. Hain eichadom uloi she'ilon acha meyoisemin lo yoilenu al asherem bilvat. They told them it's not enough, we'll find the branch of a cedar tree. This branch will be good. V'chi haigavne osi lamite bosar avidei zor l'mshuchei baso. Ad kan, this is shittes ha'toismes. Dr. Han, Havel b'Yerushalmi b'Perik Eim Amidim Leimash Mochi. The Hosam Amrinim Behedye Shafilu Omru Loi Hovei Olin Stam. The doctor said you need leaves from a cedar tree. He did not specify any cedar tree. V'Heviyu Loi Meyatzei Asher. And God, they brought these leaves. God says, given there was no special intention. The refu is not because it's an asheira. You need leaves from this mean elon, and that's what they brought. Yamos va'al yisrape them. So the Yerushalmi says he's not permitted to be misrape with these aleph. Vishma mino, the time alav mishum da'osilam shuchi basro. Not the way Taisvah said. Ela mishum shu'ayver alav dola yidbak biyotcho mi'uma minacher. There's a lav that tashmishi avaydezore is, or avaydezore mamish, is a lav la yidbak biyotcho mun minacher. So that means that it is also bahano. So memela, this is a lav of avayt that came out of avaydezore. Va'avol gav de lesa elo lav even though it's a love of Avaydazore, but it's mamish as a locha of Avaydazore. Vekulu lavi delay, all the lavim which come out from Avaydazore is also Yehorik Val Yavim. V'chein l'rabon onami da'omru, chutz me'avoy d'zore v'gilei ro'ayis v'shvichas domim. B'kulu lavi v'gilei ro'ayis v'niyog v'al-yavi. V'chemuch b'soy perek ben tzayir v'moyre. So the Ran is going to bring a raid at the Abizrayu of gilei ro'ayis, also is a loch of gilei ro'ayis. D'amrin in osa, Maise ba'odam echot shenosan einov be'isha achas ve'helo be'libo itina ve'omro aroifim ein lo itakone ad shetibo eloi omro chachomi yomos v'lo itibo eloi. So they said tamid lefona varuma yomos v'al tamid lefona varuma tisaper ima yachayre yageda yomos v'al tisaper ima yachayre yageda. Ubevadai the Ran says, Shedvorim Eilu Einom Gilui Arois Mamish. Elo Shoiver Bem Alav Deloi Sikrevu Legalis Elve Shuhu Lav Begilui Arois. So the Ran says that just like by Gilui Arois, the Lavin of Gilui Arois are also Osa, Le Sikrevu, the Kreves are Osa. Agavur chadar hitis losh na ram vot ois gibis in the big machloikas harishayinim the Ramban and Rambam if le sikrivu le galis elva the isa of chibuk and nishuk to an elva and that's an isa di araise or an isa de rabonon and fil a sipo vais tachais the ram vais tachais the heels like the shittas a Rambam that the le sikrivu is also awesome in a teire number one and number two and the le sikrivu there's also a chiyuv of yehareg val yaver. I made the Ran, and he brings a raya from the Gemara in Sanhedrin. So the Ran says that the isurei the asheire, which there's an iser hanor from this asheire, leyidbak biyotcha meume min acherem. So memele, so this is also a from the laven of avodah zarah. So memele, there's also a din of Yehoreg Valyave. So now we have here a machloikis. Taisvis holds the whole iser of being misrape ba'asheire is only speaking about when the refua is through the mystical powers of the asheire, and that's because osil limshech basrei, and the Ran holds the din of Yehoreg Valyave applies to all the isurim involved that a mekusher, a poil yaitse, a vavaydezore, gilei rois, and shvichis dom. That's the shittas haran. Now, dachsich mir, Rashi shite is a little in between. It's not completely like the ran, but it's not like Tosfos. Now let's go back to Rashi. Misratzi ba'atze yasheiro, nire kemoidebo. Now, since Rashi did not make a nekimta, I mean, if Rashi would hold like Tosfos, Rashi would have to say it. Speaking about that, I mean, Tosfos to make a nekimta, it's not samazay atzei asheira. Atzei asheira, that the refu is dafke through the mystical powers of an asheira. Rashi doesn't say that. So, rehitas advorim, Rashi holds like the Ran. Any asheira. But Rashi says he is a psashtik teure. For misratzei, Misrape ba'atze yasheira nire kemoide bo. Now, if Rashi holds like the Ram, so what's the nire kemoide bo? They asked to bring a leaf. Yena brought a leaf from an asheira. So what's the nire kemoide bo? What is Pshat Nshitas Rashi? Where Rashi is nishtahim, nishtaher. Rashi does not say like the Ram. But Rashi does not say like Tosfos either. So dach sich mir, Rashi is a third shita. The Dvar Shmuel asks a kasha, a very gishmak a kasha on the Ran. He says, Bizraya de Gilei Aroyes, we understand. Le Sikrebu le Galeis Elve, the Kreves to Gilei Aroyes, good, if not Gilei Aroyes, but Sakirov to Gilei Aroyes, that's the Laven of Gilei Aroyes. It's not the Gilei Aroyes, Bechol Chumroy, but it's a Kreve to Gilei Aroyes. That we can understand that. So on that, there's also a din of Yehoreg Val Yaver. Atzei ala yidbak biyotchem ume min acherem, l'cheire is an iser ano. If something was an asher, it becomes osabano. Now it's osabano. It's just like la'akerem is osabano. Ol is osabano. Somebody says also osabano. But the iser ano, taine tedvar shmul, is nothing to do with Avodah Zorah, it's also Bahano. But this is now, it's a Chepsa that's also Bahano. So why should the Isser Ano of Avodah Zorah be different than the Isser Ano of any other, of Klayakarim and all, God, the Siva was because it was Avodah Zarah. But L'chayre, it is much different than the Bezrai of Gilei Arayis, which is Me'ein the Issa. The Bezrai of Gilei Arayis is Me'ein Gilei Arayis. But the Issa Anov Avodah Zarah is not Me'ein Avodah Zarah. Now it's also Banah, finished. I'm not an Avodah Zarah. It's also Banah. That's a beautiful kasha that the Dvar Shmuel asks on the Ran. So it could be the Ramban in Mulchames in Sanhedrin brings down a medrash. A medrash Tanchume. The medrash Tanchume says, Ragleho brings a posik in Mishlei. Ragleho yerdeis moves. Yagla Yodais Movis. Hayech Yechoilo hi litain chayim lechoilo. A very interesting medrash. Now the medrash is speaking about, the medrash mentions Ragla Yodais Movis is speaking about a zoyne. So the medrash says Ragla Yodais Movis that if that's the mahus from a zoyne, Ragla Yodais Movis, the raglayim are amoyred lemoves, haichi choyle litain chayim lechoyle. How could this bring chiyas to a choyle? I'd like to be mamtik one nekude. Rashi and Mishlei says, umoshol havoyde zore beishe zoyne. Rashi says when Shlomo HaMelech speaks about a zoyne, it means havoyde zore. That's what Rashi says in Mishlei. So now we're speaking about havoyde zore, ragleo yordes moves. So the Pasuk says, Avodah Zarah is something which is not a healthy article. Ragleho yerdeis moves. State medrash, heich yechoyle hi litain chayim lechoyle. How could this thing bring chayim to a choyle? So that means if someone will give a patient poison, they'll tell him you'll get gizun. So how can one get gizun from poison? The whole mahus of poison is bringing death. So how could this bring gizun? That's what the medrash says. So memele, that's right. The doctor said bring a cedar tree, bring a leaf of a cedar tree. And Yenna went and brought an olah of Avodah Zarah, of Asherah. So that's true. Not the doctor saying that the koyach of the sheil will be merape. But there's a different kash. If ragleo yerdes moves. If the whole mahus of Avodah Zarah is, it brings to Misa. So you're going to get cured with this. So pshat is, if you think you're going to get cured, so you're saying there's some cheshivas in it. So that's what Rashi says. O misrape ba'atze sheir niri kemoy debo, that it's not your dismovis. You're giving some cheshivas to it. There's some importance, there's some koyach to it. So memele could be, that's what Rashi learns. Rashi Betzim learns like the Ran, but Rashi held the kash of the Dvar Shmuel, that that's as the Shemis Arano. No, since the Yesod of Avodah Zarah is Ragler, Yerdes Moves, Haich Yechoyle Litein Chayim Lechoyle, and if you think this could bring Chiyas, so you're Moidebo that it does have a Cheshivis. So that is the... That so sefeltir da hakorif and ragle hayerdeis moves. Let us just see the next Ran. The Ran says a meridike pshat na gemore. Ran asks a meridike kashe. Let's see, and avova medalev. Im nemar b'chol nafshecho loma nemar b'chol meyedech. Ploima, yoimer hachoviv v'chol shkein she'ene choviv. That was the kashe. Vimtaima fraktarana kashem pshat v'loma hutzruchu l'divrei Rabbi Elazar bekav. Why do you need Rabbi Elazar nasugi? Ele Rabbi Elazar leidorish ele yiturei shel mikre. Rabbi Elazar had a problem, which is more choshe. Why do you say b'chol nafshcho and b'chol meidecha? You can figure out one for the other, from the other. That was the kashe. So he says you can't figure out. That was Rabbi Elazar's problem. Aval limser nafshei lahavosei shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu mikra molayu. And he says, but if you want to just tell us you mechuyev to be meiser nefesh lahavosei shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu mikra molayu, d'chsiv b'chol nafshecho. So Memela, so bring the Pasuk B'chol Namshech. Why do you have to bring the whole Rabbeleza over here?
Yesh loima lafuki, you can't tarshin b'chol nafshecha.
There's a tanna that says a different shal b'chol nafshecha. Lafuki mit Rabbi Shmuel.
The Omar, Rabbi Shmuel holds shal kulon hu oime v'chai ben v'lo ishi yomas ben.
Rabbi Shmuel holds that there's no chiv mesiris nefesh an asheret.
Aber vay desore nami betzine yave v'al yehorik.
V'fachesi yehorik v'al yave m'v'lo ishachalo v'shem kotshi v'nikdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael yafinale k'disa peke imamidim.
Rabbi Shmuel holds that avoid the zor, you're not mechuyev to be meis and nefesh, shav v'al yehorik.
Uledi day, what does he do with the pasuk?
K'rod v'atas Hashem le'mash m'leishim sal nafshi b'abosu shal kodesh bohu,
v'sheyev oisoy b'chol lei, v'chol nefesh, v'chol mi'oidoy, kinyin shekosu v'asher shov al Hashem b'chol avovoy, v'chol nafshi, v'chol mi'oidoy.
So memele, if you're going to bring this pasuk alone, says the b'chol nafshecha, that's not proof that you mechuyev to be meis and nefesh.
A shovel Hashem b'chol avovi, it means with the whole heart.
But does not mean that it's a chiv mesiras nefesh.
Ulafuki mit Rabbi Yishmael, and to show that, no, we don't pass on Rabbi Yishmael.
Ma'isiyach b'raisid Rabbi Leza,
deal Rabbi Yishmael le'kosho le'midi.
According to Rabbi Yishmael, it's just saying, elo urche dekho, b'chol avovi, b'chol nafshi, b'chol moidai.
Aval Rabbi Leza, dekosho le'Rabbi Leza, hera kashe.
So the kasha was alme mashme shechai v'ilitei nafshe mi'oidei ba'abos shol kadosh boch.
So you see, for Rabbi Lezer, the kasha, he learned that one is mechuyev to give away his nefesh.
U'mishemachi kasha lei.
So therefore, Rabbi Lezer, the way he learned, shat and posik, yeimar ha'chovim.
V'chol shkein she'ein ha'chovim.
V'haynu taime demavke mikod v'yavta b'avoy dezora b'chut.
Now the Ran is another.
So Memele, if Rabbi Leza had a kasha, we see Rabbi Leza learn pshat that b'chol avovcha means mesiras nefesh. B'chol nafshecha means mesiras nefesh.
If you had a kasha, why say b'chol meyedecha?
Now the Ran is a kasha. How do you know where is Rabbi Dezore merumis in this pasuk?
Behind the time of the Mavke Mikod of Ahavta Bavai Dizorah Belchut, Vlemuk Milei Bechol HaMitzvahis, Shekiyumam Hu Avosin Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Behind the time, given the Mikra Echad Meikol, we have another Pasuk that says, you're not mechuyev to be Meis HaNefesh from Mitzvahs. Behind the V'chai Behem, V'loi Sheyom Espeh.
U'mikra Echad Machmed, Behind the V'Ahavta, Bechol Nafshecha.
Is Mistabruluk, Mesuei Vestir Etu Pesukim.
Mistabruk Mikra De V'chai Behem, Bechol HaMitzvahs Kulam.
וקרוד ואהבת בבי דזור ברכות, שכל הקויפר בו,
a person who is קויפר בבי דזור, כמיידה בכל התאיר כולו.
ובוט לא תולי איקר אבוסי של הקדיש ברוך הוא.
So a person is מיידה בו,
so he is קויפר בכל התאיר כולו.
So איקר אבוסי, so this is the נקודה, that's תולי איקר אבוסי של הקדיש ברוך הוא.
So Memela, so we have a stira between two psukim, v'chai bem and b'chol nafshecha.
So this is going on the most chomel, which is avay dezora, which is kol ha'kayfa bo kemayda b'chol ha'teira kula.
Zochte gemore vayte, ki oso rovin omar Rabbi Yochanan, ba'keil misrapin, chutz me avay dezora, v'gilei aroyis v'shvichas dom.
Rabbi Yochanan said there are three Isurim, that one is not permitted to be misrapin.
Avay dezore ha damorim.
Now that's b'chol nafshecha.
Gili aroyis eshvichas domim desanye.
The pasuk says, v'lanaro leisase dovo. Ein lanaro cheit movis.
This is speaking about that someone was ma'anis anara morosa.
Ki kashe yokum ish arayeyu utzochi nefesh. Kein hadavar hazeh.
So the Teira Kedoshe said that this maise that occurred, that a person was ma'anis ha'ishe, this is equivalent ki kasha yokam isha reyei ratzochei nefesh. This is equivalent ki ilu there was yokam isha reyei ratzochei nefesh, that someone killed someone else. So the Teira is medame this maiser to a maiser itzich. fragt die Gemore, bichi ma inyin reizeach eitzel nara marose. So why do you need this marshal of reziche to nara marose? Reize bole lameid venimtza lameid. So the pashte dekro means it wants to teach us something, wants to give us an insight in nara marose. That we're learning from reziche something about nara marose. But Lamaise from this posik will be able to learn Ritziche from Nara Maros. Makish Ritzech le Nara Maros. When Makish Ritzech le Nara Maros. Ma Nara killed, but you get killed. So you don't have any priorities over him. So therefore, there's no heter of Vachaybehem to be Mata Ritziche. There's a kasha that they ask on the Rambam. The Rambam says, "Im omru lahem akum." If goyim, let's say there were 10 yidden in the room, and they told the yidden, "Tnu loni ploini," you should go and hand out this person, or else we'll kill all of you. That means, either you give us this person, we're going to kill him, or else we're going to kill all of you. So the Rambam paskins, yargu kula. They're not allowed to give out. That means like this, these 9 people can save themselves by giving out this one person. Yargu kula. So the Kesef Mishnah brings down the Ramach, that the Ramach asks a Moira de Kekash. The Gemara says, the whole Svore, by the Tziche, there's no heter of Yehorik Val Yaver, is because it's like, by Choses, the Dome, the Doch, so Mekzeyev, she Dome, the what's it? Either you dying, or him dying, so Mekzeyev, my Choses. He says, but over here, that's not the case over here. The case over here is, that this person is obviously going to die. That means if you won't give him out, they're going to kill all of you. So Memele, so this person is either going to die. Whatever is going to happen. So Memele, so now the Shailas, are they also Mechuyiv to get killed? Or let him die himself? So here the Svara Pasmachnish, because he's going to die side by side. So why don't we have a heter of Pikuach Nefoshes? That's the kasha that the Ramach asks on the Rambam. So Rab Reuven brings down from the Chem de Shloime a beautiful teretz on this kasha. So the teretz is as follows. We have here a hekish, gilui aroyis to shvichas domim. That just like by shvichas domim, there's a din, there's yehorik val yavet, there's no heter of a chaybem. So by gilui aroyis, there's also the same, there's no heter of a chaybem. You mechuyev to be maisa nefesh. So the Chem de Shloime explains by shvichas domim there's a logic to it. By choses the domim di dochsam mitzvay, she domim di dis. There's a cheshbon that you have no right to kill yen in order to save your life. Fine. By gilui aroyis, do we have a cheshbon over there? By gilui aroyis, we don't have a cheshbon. The cheshbon is faket. She wants to be over gilui aroyis to save her life. What's wrong with that? Just like there's a din v'chai b'makolo te'rekul, you're allowed to do an aveir in order to save your life, so she wants to be oiv gilei rois in order to save her life. There is no cheshbon. But we have a hekish. Hekish is, but it has the same aloha like shvichas domim. It has the same aloha but without the cheshbon of shvichas domim. So what's pshat in this aloha? So kochok pshat in this aloha is that the aveir of gilei arois is so chomo that there's no hefer v'chai b'. How the loch I figured out from the hekish, but now the reason of gilei rois is not the same reason that I know by shvichas domim. By shvichas domim, there's a cheshbon as a pasnish to hetter from the chaybehem. By gilei rois, there's no cheshbon, but the loch is that there's no hetter of a chaybehem. So kochoch the Torah was megala that the chaymer aveira of gilei rois has no hetter of a chaybehem. That's the lumdus by gilui arois. Zuktachem de shloime, so now you can learn back again shvichas domim from gilui arois.
just like the Chaymer Aveira of Gilei Arayis is no heter v'chaybem, so the Chaymer Aveira of Shviches Domen is also no heter from v'chaybem. So therefore they have no right to, the Goyim say, send out this one. So that is an Aveira of Shviches Domen. So they want to do the Shviches Domen to save themselves. If they give him out, that's an Aveira of Shviches Domen. That they want to do it to save themselves, to save their lives. They're not allowed to. Because the Chaymer Aveira of Gilei Arayis, the Chaymer Aveira of Shviches Domim, there's no Heta V'chaybem, Dum Yedi Gilei Arayis. That's what the Chemda Shloime says. The Rabbi Reuven wants to bring a raya to this Yisod from the Chemda Shloime from a Rabbeinu Yoine. The Rabbeinu Yoine says, the Gemara says, Mutov Lahapel Es Atzmai Lekibshan Ha'esh Val Yalbim Pnei Chaveire Barab. That's a Gemara. So there's a din is this, in order to avoid being mevaza someone, he should rather yapel atzmei lekiv shenesh. So the Rabbeinu Yoine explains this. What is the reason of this halacha? So the Rabbeinu Yoine says, albonas ponim is a tilda of retziche. Just like he gets white, the blood drains from his face. So that means that's me'ein retziche. So this is a bizray of the retziche. So just like by retziche, there's no heter of pikuach nefoshes, so my male, he is also no heter pikuach nefoshes. Frekt Rab Reuven, but by retzicha there's a cheshmen. My chos is the doma di doch sumik tvei, doma di di sumik tvei, efshe doma di day sumik tvei. There is a cheshmen, it's better that, how do you know it's better that he should die? Maybe you should die. So there is a cheshmen. Frekt Rab Reuven, but the Rabbeinu Yoine steer, there's no cheshmen. It's either I'm dying or he's yet vashem. So the zikha acheshben that doma di sumik tvei. By him it's only his blood drains. By me if it'll be a apple, atzmei l'kipshon heish. So lamaise he won't be around anymore. So how could Rabbeinu Yoine say that the reason of this halach is because it's a bizraya the shviches domim. The reason of shviches domim is not applicable. So Rabbeinu Yoine a bizraya to the chem de shloime. And the Chem de Shloime says that the Aveir of Shviches Domim has no heter of V'chaybem. I feel that we lost the Cheshbon already. But there's a new thing. We learn that Shviches Domim from Gilei Arayis. Just like the Aveir of Gilei Arayis is no heter of V'chaybem. So who had in the Aveir of Shviches Domim? And this is also called an Aveir of Shviches Domim. So the male is no heter of V'chaybem. Let us see Rashi. Shviches Domim, ki goin, omru loy haroig Yisrael chavirecho, ve imlav tehorek. Ma lo madno meritzeich lenar amorosa. Loy pirish bo oines poto. The pasuk says, ve lenar loy sase dovo. Kedersi, ve lenar loy sase dovo. Elo nire, it would seem, ki mi she reitzeich bo lelamed ka. It would seem, that Ritzayach is coming to teach us something here. V'nimtza shehukish kan, liyois lomeid mikan. It wants to teach us something about Gilei Arayis, and it's also v'nimtza shehukish kan, liyois lomeid mikan. We learn out Ritzicha from Gilei Arayis. Bochi koma. Ki Ritzayach ki nara. Shneim shovim. K'moy v'hoya ke'am ke'koin. Each one is like the other. So just like by an Arim Arosa, Nitain Lahatzilo, Nitain Rishus L'Roya. A Paroya who sees, Shu Roydev Acher, he sees that a person is Roydev after an Arim Arosa. So that Nitain Rishus Yatzileno Mimenu Benavshi Shal Roydev, Kiddersi Ve'ein Moishi Yalom. It says, ki besodemot, so tzoko anaro, abo vein meshiyalo, so vaisto ishoi miyesh meshiyah, if there would be there someone that could help her, tzorech lo ishiyah b'choy lasha yochel, so he has to help her with whatever he can do to help her. Afilo barigosoi, even though the helping call involves killing the roidev, imen yochel atzel bechel mevoro, yargenu. So from here we learn out, so by Nara Marosa, there's a din, that Nitin Latzilo, one is permitted to be Matzel, the Nara Marosa Benamshoi, Shel Roidev, is who a din by Ritzicha. The Birchas Avrom is Ma'irer, Choshev Diyek in Rashi. Rashi starts off by saying, Nitin Latzilo, ניתן רשוס לרויה שרוידף אחר שיצילנו ממנו בנפש של רוידף. Rashi would by stois that this din is a rishus, it's permissible. Are you mechuyev to do it? No, you're not mechuyev to do it, but you're permitted to do it. Then let's go further into Rashi. Kedachsi ve'ein meishiyah lo, ha'im yesh meishiyah, tzorech lehoishiyah. So he asks, Rashi is a chsoysa. Brings down the Rambam, says there's a chiyev to be matzo. Rambam vissen epizazoi pshat in this Rashi. Yehorek. Im oma loy akum haroig oi tehorig yehorig val yaver avei rezu morei deiroi moishel iri mai chozes de doma didoch sume kloima klum boso li shoyel akach. Why did you ask the shayla elo mibnei sha'ata yoideya she'ein mitzve oimedes bifnei pikuach nefesh? Why did you ask the Shaila? Because you know, Shaim mitzvah medes b'fnei pikuach nefesh, because a mitzvah is not oimed if it involves pikuach nefesh. Mesovar ato. So you held, Shavzu tidochem b'fnei pikuach nafshecho. So you held that we should be doiche the iser redaveir of retziche because of your pikuach nefesh. So Rav told him, Ein zu doime l'shar aveiris. This is not similar to other aveiros. The mikol mokim yesh kan ibud nefesh. Over here, there will be an ibud nefesh. That means if you'll be oiva the isa retziche, a yid will get killed. Vahatoyre lohi tira litchais es a mitzvah. The whole reason the Torah was matter to be matcha mitzvahs, elamibnei chibas napshei shal Yisrael. A nefesh of a yid is more choshuv to the Rabbi Shalom than kol ha-perikulim. So that is the het of a chai ben v'loi sheyom ben. But so that is applicable in all aveiros. Aber v'kan, but over here, aveire nasis v'nefesh avude. Here, I won't get this benefit. All the time you're allowed to do an aveire, because What am I gaining from the aveira and nefesh achas me Yisrael? So therefore, it's chavi from the Rebbeinu Shloilam nafshei shel Yisrael from kol ha-teir. But over here aveira nases. Here we'll do the aveira v'nefesh avuda, and we're going to lose the nefesh. We're not gaining anything from doing the aveira. Now what are we gaining? That you're going to live. That's what we're going to gain. Is mi yoima, shenafshecho chavivu lefnei amokim yoisa mishel zeh. Who told you that your nefesh is more chavik? Dilmi shezeh chavivu tvei olam. It could be his nefesh is more chavik. V'nimtso aveiro nasis v'nefesh avude. So it comes out aveiro is nasis v'nefesh avude. Let us see Taisvit. Zaktoisvis afnara murosa yehorig val yaver. So if we'll notice, Toisvis was meshana the gils of the Gemara. The Gemara, on our Gemara, it says, afnara amurosa te horig val taver. That's what our Gemara said. That she's mechuyiv to let herself get killed. And Toisvis says, nara murosa yehorig val yaver. Perish aboyo. The boil is mechuyev to let himself get killed. Avol he, the boil, beloy tehore. The karka oilami, since she's not doing anything in the aveira is being done with her, but she is not doing anything in the aveira, the memelad is a din of tave val tehore. The karka oilami, ki da oma be ben tseire moire, u bereish ksubis, the moses a ben tseire moire, that what was with Esther, how is Esther allowed to go to Achashverosh? The Gemara says, "Karka ilomi." Bresh ksubis nami porich v'lidrish lohu the oinesh shari. And let us tell the tznuis that the namachuyim to be meisa nefesh themselves, because they're karka ilom. So memele. So therefore, you see klar that an isha that is not doing an act of chelik in the aveirim. So there's no chiyuv of tehorig val taver.